You're listening to the Jamaro Freeman Show. News and current events that mainstream media will never cover. Listen to the Jamaro Freeman Show at jamarofreeman.com. Okay, on to politics. Yo, the Democrats are in a world of trouble. There's a big mess going on, not just in Iowa, but in the Democratic Party, period. The whole entire party is just in shambles. And I predicted this a long time ago. And the reason why I was able to do it is because the Republican Party is united across the board, whether you feel like it's right or wrong. The Republicans do not care what Trump does. And Trump made a statement a long time ago. I believe it was during his 2016 campaign. He said that he could shoot someone on Fifth Avenue and he could get away with murder. And he has proven that to be true. And I knew that he was right about that way back then. Donald Trump has completely hijacked the Republican Party and they stand united. They have accepted that he is basically their Lord and Savior, the end all be all, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the ending. And they don't care what he does. And what Democrats have done is they're constantly talking about what Trump does and all the crimes that he's committed or all the laws or the rules that he's broken, I should say. And trying to get Republicans to jump on board with that is just not. It's not something. Basically, you're out of touch with reality. You're out of touch with reality because what Trump has done in his genius, he gathered the people in America that basically wanted to say, screw the system. Okay. And this is where people like Alex Jones, Rush Limbaugh have come into play, because what they've done is they've convinced people that the Democratic Party is the system, that a deep state, and that the Republicans, or at least Donald Trump anyway, is fighting against the deep state. So here we are. 2020, and Democrats still haven't figured it out. They still haven't figured out what Trump is doing. The impeachment, I knew was going to be a big mistake. Impeaching Trump, I knew it would only add fuel to the fire. It would backfire on the Democratic Party, and it would make Trump supporters feel as though the deep state is attacking him because he's fighting against the powers that be. So it puts them in that victim role, and they're rallying around Trump now. And now his approval rating is up to 49%. I think that's the highest it's ever been. He's almost at 50%. Now, with all of that being said, I'm leading up to this. This has been the worst week for the Democratic Party in a while. And they just may have given Trump a second term. They may have just given Trump the 2020 election. And the reason I say that is because you're never going to convince real Trump supporters to switch over from Trump to vote for a Democratic nominee. It's not going to happen. But what the Democrats needed to do was get those independent voters and those Republicans that were kind of like more traditional, old school Republicans that weren't going along with Trump's mess. But what they've done this week with the Iowa caucus, I believe they may have fumbled the ball away in the fourth quarter. It's not to say that it's impossible for them to be able to rebound, recover, and get their act together, but it's a little late in the ball game. Trump has been acquitted this week by the Senate, which we all knew that was going to happen. So it's not like that's a real defeat. But see, here's the beautiful thing about Trump, and you have to give him credit. Trump, although he's been impeached, he's been acquitted. And what Trump does best is brag and talk trash. And that's what he's doing. He's holding up the paper, acquitted. Okay? He's doing his victory lap. Now, you could talk about fact all you want to. You know, he did the State of the Union. He claimed that he inherited a horrible economy, or the country was in such bad shape under Obama, which is nothing could be further from the truth. Everything was on the upswing when Trump stepped in. And I said this would happen. I said Trump is going to step in office right after Obama. He's going to take credit for everything that Obama already had in motion. And that's exactly what he's doing. And no matter how many times you scream it at the top of your lungs, it does not matter, because Trump supporters don't fact check. Trump supporters aren't. They're not data people. They only believe in data when it favors them. And what do I mean by that? What I mean is when Trump thought he would lose the 2016 election, they were already screaming fake news. The polls are fake. Everything is rigged. The election is rigged. When Trump won the election, now the only thing they want to talk about is how he won the election. So he's a master at this. If the polls show that Trump is losing, it's fake. If the polls show that he has a good, you know, a high approval rating, which right now he's at 49%. Oh, well, then the poll numbers prove that the American people love Trump. And that's the game that they're playing. Now, with this Iowa caucus debacle. You say tomato, I say tomato. With this mess that went down in Iowa, that's still going on, by the way, this adds on to Trump's conspiracy theories, right? And this makes the Democrats look like they don't know what the hell they're doing. In Iowa, you have this mess with the apps. The apps weren't working correctly. And then on top of that, I want to say this. Pete Buttigieg is supposedly the winner in Iowa. And I believe Bernie came in second. And there's a lot of controversy surrounding that. I believe Elizabeth Warren came in third. And I'm saying I believe because we still don't know exactly just what the hell happened. Biden came in fourth. Okay, so here you have Biden, who's supposed to be the front runner. He was supposed to be the person that's able to be elect the most electable candidate coming out of the Democratic Party, and he comes in fourth in Iowa. And a lot of stock is always put in Iowa. How the candidates poll in Iowa has always been important in the Democratic Party. So what this means and what this is telling me is that I was right. There's too many damn candidates, too many people running for president. And by the time you get a Democratic nominee, by the time you have the DNC, whoever comes out of the Democratic Party is going to be damaged goods. And I'm going to say this, and I don't care how people feel about it. It's just my opinion. This is from what I've observed about Trump. I've been following Trump since he announced he was running for president in 2015. And I predicted that he would win, by the way. When everyone was laughing at me, there's no way in hell he's going to win. They told me I was out of my damn mind, but I predicted it. I called it. If the Democratic Party ends up with Pete Buttigieg as their nominee, Donald Trump is getting 4 years in office. Another 4 years in office. Off the bat, I'm telling you right now. Elizabeth Warren doesn't have a chance in hell. Donald Trump will chew her up and spit her out. Amy Klobuchar, I like Andrew Yang, but the same thing with him. Tom Steyer should have been out of the damn... He should have never even been on the debate stage. It's just too much going on in a Democratic Party. Really, to be honest, the only two people that even have a chance at defeating Trump is Biden and Sanders. That's it. The thing about Sanders, I know it's a lot of Sanders supporters, but you have your good with your bad when it comes to Sanders. Here's the thing about Sanders. I'll deal with the bad first. The bad is socialism. That word socialism scares the bejesus out of a lot of people. Okay. Now, you want to talk about the perfect matchup for Trump. He doesn't have to do a damn thing. Okay. Even if, let's pretend like the Republican Party wasn't so sure about Trump. Let's pretend like Let's pretend like the Republican Party was so-so on Trump, which in reality, he's got, 90% approval rating amongst Republicans? Even if the Republican Party did not back Trump, just the fact that you have a presidential candidate that's labeled a democratic socialist, a commie, or whatever you want to call him, that alone is enough to make Republicans and independents alike run to the polls to vote against Bernie Sanders. Now, here's the problem with the Democratic Party. Now, I said that, right? I just said what I just said. I guarantee you there's a Democrat that's going to listen to what I just said, and they're going to go, socialism technically this and communism technically that. It's not about technicalities. It's not even about facts. Nothing matters but Donald Trump's tweets at the end of the day. What matters to people is what they believe socialism is. What matters to people is what they believe communism is. part of the problem with the Democratic Party is that the Democrats deal with technicalities and facts. Now, there's nothing wrong with stating facts, but how you state facts matter. When you take too damn long to get to the point of your facts, we live in a country now where people have the attention span of a 2-year-old child. Like trying to explain the economy, healthcare, to voters nowadays is equivalent to taking a 2-year-old child to church and telling them to sit still and listen to the preacher. As soon as they came up with the articles of impeachment, I said, this is going to go in one ear and out the other. And then it just dragged and dragged and dragged and dragged. And what happened? Exactly what I said was going to happen. Trump's approval rating went up. Why? Because no one was listening. All of these talking heads and all of these talk shows on CNN, MSNBC, all of the left-leaning talk show hosts, all the talking that they did, but no one cares. You know why? Because you know what Fox News was doing? During that time, after Lev Parnas came out with his information, his recordings, you know what they did? Trump supporters went right to Fox News. And do you know what they were talking about on Fox News? Brace yourself. The same time the Lev Parnas came out with the information about Trump and brought out the pictures and the audio recording and everything else, Trump supporters were watching Fox News, and Fox News was talking about Obama, a president who hasn't been in office in 3 years. So guess what? Trump supporters didn't hear anything that Lev Parnas had to say. So you, again, I see these people with the look on their faces like, I don't get why Trump supporters aren't get. Trump supporters are never leaving Trump's side. He is their Lord and Savior. He is their commander in chief. He is he is their Alpha and Omega. No man cometh unto the presidency but by him. You understand? Democrats are giving Trump 4 more years. Why? Because they cannot get it together. Too many people have joined the bid to become president or the Democratic nominee. Too many people have joined, and all they're doing is taking away from the one damn person that actually had a chance of beating Trump, and that was Biden. Now, I know you idiots are going to get stupid and say, oh, you must be a Democratic shill for Biden. No. I'm using common sense and logic. The thing about Trump is this. Trump is getting all the people that love to put their middle finger up to the establishment. Okay. Those independent voters and people, like I said, that are in the Republican Party that are traditionalists. Those voters of what you need at this moment. You're going to get your typical Democrats that are going to vote Democratic no matter what. But you need those independents and those traditional Republicans. Joe Biden was a name that they were familiar with. Joe Biden is a name that they recognize this man as being in service, in office of some sort, whether it be in the Senate or under Obama, for many, many years. So with Biden, you had this sense of getting back to normalcy, getting back to, just getting back to normalcy. That's basically what you had. And people say that's dry and that's boring, but it beats Trump. Because Biden is the one person that could say, I was the vice president under Barack Obama, and we helped bring the economy back when Bush screwed this country over. Then again, I say Sanders can also beat Trump. And the good thing that Sanders has going for him, Sanders has a following that's kind of similar to Trump, but on the Democratic side, he does have that rabid base. Okay. I just don't know if they are as turned up as Trump supporters are, because Bernie Sanders is not going around throwing out wild conspiracy theories. You know, he's not pretending like he's fighting against the deep state, or he doesn't have a QAnon supporting him the way Trump does. He doesn't have literal agents, paid agents such as Alex Jones and Rush Limbaugh and, you know, the others. Even Bill O'Reilly, he was still doing his stupid podcast. He doesn't have that, but he does have a rabid base. I would say the closest thing in the Democratic Party to what Trump has. Okay. People that just love Bernie. So that's good. That's great. I don't know if it's enough to defeat Trump. I'm not sure. Cause like I said, that whole stigma of that word socialist, communist, that damn thing carries a whole lot of weight. But what we are witnessing right now in February of 2020 is a Democratic Party just completely handing Trump the presidential election. We're all bearing witness to it. They can't get Iowa corrected. We don't really even know who the real front runner is. Believe it or not, we really don't know who's doing what. And it's really late. Think about how long the Democrats have been preparing to go up against Trump in this election. Now, you might say, well, come on, man, it's only February. You know, things don't get popping until the DNC, but. I would normally agree with that, but considering how long and how many debates we've had and how much these candidates have been pushed down our throats, I mean, just forced onto our TV screens, and we still don't know who the clear-cut winner is or we don't have an idea, a sense of who the guy is at this point. That only tells me one damn thing. Trump is going to win the 2020 election. We are looking at Hillary and Sanders all over again. Except this time it's Biden. Because at some point, Elizabeth Warren has got to drop out. It's not looking good for her. Pete Buttigieg is just taking up time and space and pulling votes away. And here's the other problem with Democrats. I was alluding to this earlier. Republicans are united. They don't give a damn what Trump does. They're united. You know what Democrats do? I'm not saying all of them, but if their guy doesn't win the nomination, then they're like, hell, they're not going to vote. That happened the last time. And people say, oh, that's not going to happen this time because everyone hates Trump and they want to get Trump out of office. But look, don't tell me it can't happen again. It looks like it's about to happen. It looks to me like it's about to happen again. Look at this. Let's look at the Iowa. Because I'm going to tell you right now, Bernie supporters, not dissing them, of course, I believe Bernie would be much better as president than Trump, of course. But Bernie supporters, they did this with Hillary. If Bernie doesn't win, then we're not voting. When, you know, if he's not the nominee, then we're not voting. A lot of people stayed home. This is from Reuters, Reuters.com. It says, top Democrat calls for audit of Iowa caucuses as problems delay final tally. Now, do you understand what this looks like to Republicans, or at least Trump supporters? They are laughing their asses off right now. This is the funniest thing. This makes them feel so good inside. They're like, oh, see? See? They can't even get it together. How in the hell are they going to beat Trump? It says, a Democratic National Committee Chairman Tom Perez on Thursday called for an audit of the Iowa caucuses after an array of problems delayed results from the party's first 2020 presidential nominating contest and created uncertainty about their accuracy. No winner has been declared 4 days after the caucuses took place in roughly 1,600 locations throughout Iowa on Monday night. And the troubled process has clouded Democrats' initial efforts to find a challenger to Republican President Donald Trump in November. And isn't that a mess? You know, Iowa is it. You know, this is where Obama really took off, where his campaign really took off in Iowa. Here we are. Like I said, here we are in February. We still don't know who the real front runner is. We don't have an idea or a sense. We know it's not Pete Buttigieg, even though, you know, it looks like he's going to walk away with Iowa. Anyway, I'm going to get back to the article here. It says, enough is enough. In light of the problems that have emerged in the implementation of the delegate selection plan, and in order to assure public confidence in the results, I am calling on the Iowa Democratic Party to immediately begin a re-canvass. That's what Perez said in a Twitter post. So anyway, he's trying to get an audit. Let me skip down to this article right here and get to the numbers. It says, with 97% of precincts counted, Pete Buttigieg, the 38-year-old former mayor of South Bend, Indiana, has 26.2% of state delegate equivalents, and U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders has 26.1%, according to the Iowa Democratic Party. That sounds like some weird numbers, doesn't it? That sounds like there's some funny business. I don't want to start the conspiracy theory thing, but 26.2 for Buttigieg and 26.1 for Sanders. Anyway, it says Buttigieg, ahead in the delegates that will be used to determine a winner, has claimed victory in the race, as has Sanders, who has a slight lead in the equivalent of Iowa's popular vote, which will not be used to determine a winner. Yeah. So anyway, this is BS. This is BS. And the Democrats cannot get out of their own way. look at what has happened this week. Trump has been acquitted by the Senate. The Democrats have dropped the ball in Iowa. They have no clear cut front runner. Biden, the man that's supposed to be able to be the best candidate to challenge Trump, is sliding in the polls. Now, keep in mind, Biden was the one that Trump was trying to dig up dirt on and get all the information on about Ukraine, you know, with his son, Hunter Biden, and everything. Now, you might not think that's important, but what that tells me is that the Trump administration fears Biden. I'm not saying Biden is the greatest thing since sliced bread. I'm just a podcaster here. I'm not Team Biden. However, I'm just speaking politically. I believe that if it was a one-on-one situation with Trump and Biden, I'm just giving my humble opinion. You may disagree with me, and I can respect that. I feel like Biden would beat Trump. I think Biden speaks Trump's language because Biden could get down and dirty the same way Trump does. And Biden makes things simple. He's not one of these liberals that, you know, tries to talk all over everyone's head. And you have to dumb it down. They're probably saying, hey, are you trying to say Americans are stupid? Yeah, pretty much. And Trump proved that. He said he would run as a Republican because they're stupid and they'll believe anything. He said he loves the uneducated. At this point, you need to dumb it down. You need somebody to dumb it down. And you have to ask yourself, what's more important right now? Getting the person that you want in office or getting Trump's ass out of the damn office? At this point. And people are going to say, oh, well, you're just saying they settle for the establishment candidate. I know Sanders is the anti-establishment guy. And I told you, I like Bernie. And I do believe that he does, outside of Biden, I do believe that Bernie has the best chance of beating Trump. My thing is, I'm telling you, it's going to take more than just Bernie supporters to beat Trump. It's going to take more than that. Because Trump has the conspiracy theorists. I'm talking about the people that listen to Alex Jones every day. The people that have listened to Rush Limbaugh for many years. The people that think that they're a part of QAnon, the people that are going to fight against the deep state. So you're going to have to offset that with a candidate that kind of comes to the middle. And whether or not you would agree with people that say that Bernie is way too far left, I think at this point in time, that's what you need. I think you need somebody that's going to bring things to the middle and bring what appears to be normalcy, even if it's just for 4 years. Even if it, you know, if you disagree with me, again, I can understand that and I can respect that. I do like a lot of the things that Bernie is saying. I support a lot of the things that Bernie is saying. It's just that I'm afraid because I know Trump. I'm telling you, while so many people were ignoring Trump a few years ago, when he was announced his presidency, I watched Trump like a hawk because I watched his every move and I understood exactly what he was doing. And I'm telling you, I know what he's going to do with Bernie. I know exactly the playbook. And the thing is, more than likely, it would work. With Biden, Trump would have to actually try to do something he's not used to doing. And that's speaking facts. He cannot play the whole, oh, I rescued America from the Obama administration. He can't play that game with Biden. He can't play that. That's not going to work. But he can do it with Bernie. I know that may be, you know, a little too much for people to take in. He can. Trump operates off of fear. We cannot. I can see Trump right now. I can see him. I could just see him doing it. You can't vote for Bernie. Bernie's gonna turn America into a communist state. I can see it. I can visualize it. I'm telling you, I know where that's going to go. And that is going to scare the people that would go and vote for a Democratic. I'm talking about the independents and the moderate Republicans. That would scare them away from Bernie. Trump will scare the bejesus out of everyone. If you don't vote for me, we're going to end up like communist China. I can hear Trump now. If someone like Elizabeth Warren or Bernie Sanders wins the nomination. Again, it's not about Biden. It's about removing Trump. And that's all I'm trying to say. But with Biden slipping in the polls, if he doesn't win South Carolina, he's in big, big trouble. His campaign looked like it's dead on arrival. And I'm telling you, we're going to get 4 more years of Trump because the Democrats are going to play right into his hands without even knowing it. And the sad thing about it right now, someone is going to listen to what I'm saying. They're going to disagree with me. They're going to talk trash. They're going to say, oh, you're a Biden shill. And we're going to end up in this situation come November, and I promise you, everything that I just said is going to come to pass. I promise you. You're listening to the Jamaro Freeman Show. News and current events that mainstream media will never cover. Listen to the Jamaro Freeman Show at jamarofreeman.com. Okay, so this is an interesting story. This came from News One. It says, Crooked Cop gets away with planting drugs on innocent people. Okay, again, it's from News One. It says, white tears were flowing like the Hudson River in New York. In a New York courtroom, former Crooked Cop convicted of wrongdoing. Of course, his waterworks allowed him to avoid up to 4 years in prison. Okay, he was facing 4 years in prison for planting drugs on people. It says, according to the New York Daily News, Jason Arbini, I don't know how you pronounce it, but it says he was an NYPD detective convicted of planting drugs on an innocent couple. He entered the courtroom on Thursday to face his sentencing. And he gave one final plea to the judge, saying that he was ashamed of himself and pleading for mercy. Keep in mind, this is a New York, and he was an NYPD detective, okay? Now, he was accused of planting drugs on innocent people, an innocent couple for that matter. But this is what he said. This is in quote. It says, I can't look at myself in the mirror anymore. he whined, basically. He said, it says he whined to Brooklyn Supreme Court Justice Gustin Reichbach. It says, sir, I am begging you, please don't send me to jail. Now, you might say, well, he learned from his mistake and, you know, all the yada, 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 usual cliche stuff. But now, if this was a drug dealer in the state of New York, do you think he would get away with this? No, of course not. Now, police officers, as of late, they have been so many, because I check for this stuff all the time. There's been so many cases where cops have gotten caught planting drugs on people. There was another one down in, I believe it was Florida somewhere, but not to get off subject. But believe it or not, this guy, this crooked NYPD detective, he got away with planting drugs on people by pleading to the judge. Yeah. It says the judge was clearly moved because he only sentenced Arbeny to 5 years probation and 300 hours of community service. I want you to, you know, hey, I want you to understand exactly what happened here. The judge was clearly moved because he only sentenced Arbeny to 5 years probation and 300 hours of community service. He even said each hour Arbeny spends talking to officers or police recruits about his misdeeds will count as 2 hours, essentially allowing his sentence to be reduced. The judge says, I came into court this morning determined that the nature of this crime requires some jail time, Reichbach said. I frankly didn't expect the defendant at the 11th hour to be making these claims. So, again, another cop, another crooked cop, gets away with committing a crime. An egregious crime at that. I mean, this is, you can't get, this is worse than a drug dealer. This is worse than being a drug dealer. In my opinion, you tell me which one is worse. Someone selling drugs or a police officer planting drugs on someone. It don't get no worse than that. So, here's the thing. It's bad enough that he got caught planting drugs on people and tried to ruin two people's lives, you know, a couple. He tried to ruin a couple's life. That's bad enough. But then you got to take into consideration, what else has he done? Who else has he done this to? How many people are in jail? Because this is a detective. Who else is in jail because of him? And not only that, how far did he take it? You know, meaning, has he had someone wrongfully convicted of murder? Has he planted guns on people before? You know, because New York has very strict gun laws. You get caught with a gun, an unregistered firearm in the state of New York, you in serious trouble. Ask Plaxico Burress when he shot himself. You know, the if you don't know who he is, that's the former New York Giants wide receiver. He actually caught the game-winning touchdown in Super Bowl 42 from Eli Manning. He shot himself in the leg. He didn't shoot anyone else. He shot him. He accidentally shot himself. He had a gun on him and it slipped and it. He accidentally shot himself in the leg. And there was no mercy on him. But yet this crooked police officer gets, I mean, a serious slap on the wrist. Unbelievable. 5 years probation and 300 hours of community service is what NYPD detective, what's his first name? Jason Arbeny. That's what he gets. Yeah. That's crazy. Also, it says, let me get a little bit more of the article. It says, Arbeny was on the force for 14 years when he got busted and convicted in a bench trial by the judge. He was convicted of flaking or framing two people by planting crack in their car during a, hold on now, during a 2007 bust. This was, he did this in 2007. It says, in quote, this is continuation of Arbeny, Detective Arbeny crying. It says, my oath went down the window. My pride went out the window, Arbeny cried. It says, Arbeny was one of eight officers indicted in a Brooklyn South narcotics. And his trial showed the corrupt side of narcotics policing. The case involved cops getting sexual favors from junkies in exchange for drugs, as well as making false arrests to meet quotas and stack overtime. That don't make you sick to your stomach. Can you imagine you being in the wrong place at the wrong time and this crooked cop wants to meet his quota because it's the end of the month or the end of the whatever period, time slotted. He needs to meet a certain amount of arrests and you just happen to be there or you just happen to be the one to get pulled over. And he's trying to stack overtime so he can get paid more at your expense. This dude should be getting 10 years in jail. At least. There's no way in hell you're going to tell me there's some little street kid with crack cocaine can get 10 years, 15 years, but a police officer planting crack gets 5 years probation and 300 hours of community service. That's what he gets. And you're telling me something's not wrong with the system? And it says in the article that the Arbeny's lawyer, the crooked detective's lawyer, contributed to his pity story, showing off Arbeny's wife and how he had lost his job, his pension, and his health. It says Arbeny also talked about his young son and how his young son is in therapy after threatening suicide. Oh, boo-hoo. Yeah. So, I mean, but, you know, again, that's the justice system. It's broken. It's always been broken. And these stories, the reason why I cover these stories is because it's stories like these that confirm what we already know and what we sometimes feel like we just can't prove. But in this day and age with modern technology and everyone having a cell phone and a lot of these police officers are getting caught. They're getting caught and they're using old school tactics in the new school, in the new world that we live in now. You know what I mean? Like they're still trying, they still think that they could do what they used to do in the 80s, in the 90s. You know what I mean? Like I said, there was a Florida police officer. I forget what county, but he got caught trying to put, I think it was meth. He was trying to dump meth on this woman's, in this woman's car, and she recorded it. And it was a white woman at that. You know, this dude was just jacking up everybody. And I think there was like maybe 200 cases, something like that. It was a big scandal, but of course, no one's talking about these kind of things. All they're talking about is Trump's impeachment nowadays. But I forget how many cases had to be thrown out because this guy got caught. This police officer got caught planting drugs on this woman. And then they went back and they looked at how many cases that they feel, you know, may have been falsified. And it was just a big mess. You know, but some of these police officers, man, they're arrogant, they're cocky, they think they're above the law. You know, they got that I am the law attitude and they feel like they can do whatever they want to do. But fortunately for this woman, she was able to record it. And the dummy, I believe he had his dash cam on. Oh, not his dash cam, his body cam. I believe he had that on him. And was recording it and still tried to plant the drugs on her. That's how arrogant some of these police officers are. So, but anyway, it's good to hear stuff. You know, at least a lot of this stuff is coming out. I hate the fact that this jerk got away with this. He should be at least 10 years in the can. He should be getting at least 10 years. There's no way in hell that Lil Ray Ray and Lil Pookie and them can get 10 years plus for selling it. And yet a crooked police officer gets nothing but 5 years probation and 300 hours of community service. There's no way in hell that's fair. There's no way in hell that's fair. For all you people that love to defend the police and we're on the side of the police all the damn time. Look, this is one of those stories that you can look to. When we say that the police are crooked, this is one of those stories that you should look to. But of course, you're not going to do that. You're always going to take the police side. So anyway, I just thought I'd bring that out right quick. I'll be back in a minute to cover some more news, some of the things that's going on around the world. You're listening to the Jamaro Freeman Show. News and current events that mainstream media will never cover. Listen to the Jamaro Freeman Show at jamarofreeman.com.